Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a study called Pride Makes Beasts. And I'll start in Daniel 5, 20 to 21. But when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of man and his heart was made like the beasts and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen and his body was wet with the dew of heaven. Till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointeth over it whomsoever he will. The wisdom of the wise is foolishness with God, and that which man esteems, God finds an abomination. Is it any wonder that those who are lifted up in their pride more closely resemble the beasts which have no understanding? Luke 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Psalm 49, verse 20. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beasts that perish. For example, observe the things which the proud world esteems: goodly appearance to gain favor, the love of money for more pleasure, a career to consume one's life, entertainment to please the flesh, politics, competition and pleasure of the flesh, sports, also competition and pleasure of the flesh, church systems, these fantasies of heavenly gain by pleasing the flesh, etc. Do any of these things profit man eternally? They do not. Now let's look at what beasts do. They eat to prolong life. They sleep for strength the next day. They procreate as God designed to fill the earth, and they fellowship in a herd, etc. One may even argue the beasts have more understanding to do that which God made them to do and do it well. We see the delusion of man's pride and ways as they seek pleasure, food, procreation, and community fellowship for their own pleasure, as the beasts do. Yet the beasts glorify God in their function, and wicked men do not. Psalm 10, 4-11. The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten, he hideth his face, he will never see it. Pride, the desire for autonomy, see my brother Tupos' teaching on that on his website, don'tperish.com, is wickedness and outside of the truth of God. The Lord wants man, his creatures, to glorify him in how he designed us to be with willing hearts. John 4:23-24. But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And this means crucifying of the beast, the flesh man, the natural man, to walk after the things of the Spirit. Excuse me. Galatians 5:24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. 1 Corinthians 2:14, But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The submission of the fleshly will, the death of inordinate pleasures in the ways of man to follow after that which be of God. One must lose his temporary fleshly life to find it eternally, because the fashion of this world will not last forever. The fashion of man's flesh will not be eternal. Why waste time with it? 1 Corinthians 7:31. And they that use the world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. Philippians 3:20-21, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." Mark 8:34-37, "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" So in conclusion, Ecclesiastes 3:18-19. "I said in mine heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them, as the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity."